Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. It's taken 7 years, but Hollywood has finally gotten around to making a sequel to the blockbuster hit 300. The earlier action fantasy, based on a graphic novel by Frank Miller, presented unique visuals in its fantastical depiction of a battle between Greeks and Persians in 480 BC. The sequel, 300 Rise of an Empire, is an over-the-top comic book movie that is so saturated with computer-generated violence that it appears to have employed an army of graphic artists just to create oceans of gushing blood. The gory mayhem is so relentless that it loses its effectiveness after the first 10 minutes. Australian actor Sullivan Stapleton takes the lead role of Athenian commander Themistocles, and his performance is stiffer than his iron spear. Luckily, Ava Green gives a memorably wicked turn as Artemisia, leader of the Persian forces. If she could grow a mustache, she'd be twirling it. The hyperbolic dialogue is laughable and the movie has no sense of humor, but if all you demand is nonstop R-rated swordplay, 300 Rise of an Empire may be what you're looking for. Peabody and Sherman is a computer-animated comedy based on the time-traveling characters from the old Rocky and Bullwinkle TV show. Ty Burrell from TV's Modern Family provides the voice of the brilliant scientific pooch who loves history as much as he loves corny puns. Other actors in the voice cast include Stephen Colbert, Leslie Mann, Stanley Tucci, and Mel Brooks. While it lacks some of the original cartoon's sophisticated humor that flew over the kids' heads, it's a fast-moving and warm-hearted comedy that might actually get the youngsters interested in learning more about Leonardo da Vinci and George Washington. We won't be talking about it when next year's Oscars come around, but it's a fun and engaging family flick. Also opening this week, Stranger by the Lake is an erotic French thriller, and Spinning Plates is a documentary about three unique restaurants. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!